It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. The current mini retrospective of renowned American artist Beverly Pepper at Kane Griffin Corcoran simply stopped me in my tracks. I've encountered on occasion one or two of her sculptures, but never seen an exhibition solely dedicated to her. This one, elegantly installed at Kane Griffin Corcoran, is the first major solo exhibition of her works in Los Angeles. Upon entering the gallery's courtyard, designed by James Terrell, you encounter several stainless steel sculptures made by Beverly Pepper in the late 60s and early 70s. These medium-sized sculptures, with their minimalistic geometric forms, have an unexpectedly theatrical effect. Their polished metal surfaces reflect not only the garden's luscious vegetation, but also mirror any curious visitor taking a closer look. To be completely honest, until seeing this mini retrospective, I was not aware of Pepper's age. She is 94 years old. But seeing her recent works bursting with energy, I prefer to say that she is 94 years young. Once inside of the main gallery, your attention is grabbed by the monumental Corten steel sculpture executed just a couple of years ago in 2014. Only when walking around this seemingly simple, oval-shaped structure do you discover its true complexity, a rare combination of brutality and elegance, machismo and grace. In the same room is another large-scale Corten steel sculpture, Dallas Pyramid, 1971. It's hard to believe that it was executed almost 50 years ago. Its sharp, protruding angles stand in dramatic contrast to the soft curves of the sculpture I spoke of before. There are a few small recent sculptures on display as well, some made of stone and Carrara marble. Knowing that Beverly Pepper has lived in Italy for most of her adult life, it's not surprising to see in her art the influence of Roman antiquity, the ruins of amphitheaters, obelisks, temple columns. The new exhibition at LA Louvre Gallery pays a special tribute to the idiosyncratic and compelling art of Charles Garabedian, one of the best-known Los Angeles artists who sadly passed away last year at the age of 93. I first encountered Garabedian's work decades ago and was immediately amazed by his ability to evoke the spirit of Greek tragedies and monumental paintings inspired by the Homer's epics. There is something tragic, yet naive, about his 1991 painting Study for the Iliad, populated by endearingly clumsy naked figures of men and women, standing, stumbling, falling, and laying down. Charles Garabedian came to paintings at the age of 32 after serving in the army in World War II, during which he flew numerous bombing missions in Europe. One could imagine the deep emotional impact on his psyche of observing so much death and cruelty. All of this profoundly informs the aesthetic and emotional content of many of his works. The exhibition pays homage not only to Charles Garabedian, but also to a number of his contemporaries, John Altoun, Tony Berland, Richard Diebenkorn, Peter Wolkos, Ed Moses, and the list goes on. Some of these artists were his close friends. Officially, the exhibition opens this coming Saturday after a memorial celebration of Charles Garabedian's life at the Broad Stage in Santa Monica. However, if you are eager to see this exhibition now at LA Louvre Gallery, it's already open to visitors. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.